Sports Talk, 105.7 The Fan.
It's the Vinny and Rob Show right here on 105.7 The Fan. Lots going on in the NBA, especially down in the Magic City of Orlando. Joining us right now, Senior Vice President of the Orlando Magic, Pat Williams. What's going on, Pat?
Hey, Rob. Vinny, nice to talk to you. How you doing?
Doing great.
Long time no talk to. How you been?
Well, I've been fine. I'm so happy to hear from you and look forward to our visit.
Now, lots is going on down there in Orlando. It seems to be lots of drama between your superstar and your head coach. How does this get resolved, if it gets resolved at all?
Well, I think things are calmed down. You know, right now Dwight is hurt, his back is injured, and doesn't look like we'll see him in the regular season. Hopefully he'll play in the playoffs. In the meantime, shorthanded, we're playing very hard. Lost a tough game to Boston last night. Right now it appears we'll have the sixth slot in the playoffs, and that would mean opening with Indiana, who we've matched up pretty well with this year. So I think right now, Rob, all the focus is on the playoffs, and all the drama seems to have subsided at this point.
Pat, speaking of the drama, I read a report today where it said that Howard does not want to play and won't play in the playoffs because he doesn't want to play another game for Van Gundy. Any truth to that?
Well, that came from a TV reporter down here who has a flair for the dramatic, but there's no truth to that. You know, Dwight's a competitor. If he's healthy, you know, if his back comes around, right. And right now they're treating it conservatively. Hopefully he'll be fine. No, he wants to play in the playoffs very badly if he can.
How close were you guys to trading Dwight, Pat?
Well, you know, we certainly had done our homework, and we were very prepared if that's what it came down to. But at the last minute, I think Dwight simply said, you know, I've been listening to too many other people. I like Orlando. It's my hometown. This is where I've got roots, and I'll sign the extension. So it was kind of a compromise, Vinny. It settled the waters for now. We've got him locked in through next season. And obviously this offseason, we've got a lot of work to do and try and get this whole thing resolved long term.
Now, Pat, I remember the night before we're here with Pat Williams, Senior Vice President of the Orlando Magic. I remember the night before the 2004 draft. You were on my show on another station. And I said to you, there's lots of speculation on where you could go. And you stopped me and said, no, we're picking Dwight Howard. And you had all these great things you said about his upbringing, his family, his character, and all those things. Is Dwight Howard still the same Dwight Howard that you drafted, or have things changed dramatically with the young man?
I think he's still the same, Rob. You know, he's a good guy. He's become an absolute megastar, and you know that can easily turn your head. And I'm sure he's wrestling with a lot of issues about his future and, you know, what's best for his career. But yeah, he's still a very generous, gracious, giving guy, interested in making a difference in people's lives off the basketball court. He has deep, deep tentacles in this community. No telling how much money he's given to support youth works, but he's hands-on with the kids as well. No, I still think he's a big-hearted guy, big overgrown kid, you know, who loves life and wants to make a difference. I think that's the bottom line, Rob.
Hey, Pat, do star players in the NBA like Howard have the power to fire a coach like Kobe did?
Oh, it can happen, I guess, from time to time. You know, if there's an absolute rebellion and players go in the tank and just deliberately, you know, drop the ball, you know, that they can do that. That's why it's important for the coach to have a strong relationship with his star player. Phil Jackson with Michael Jordan, you know, was nobody did it better.
Right.
And Billy Cunningham, when I had him, we were in Philly with Julius, nobody did it better. You've got to have that kind of leadership skills, people skills, to build a strong core to your best player. Because if you do that, everything else is going to fall in line.
Does Van Gundy have those skills?
I think he does. I think Stan is very opinionated, very high-strung, very intense. He's not afraid to get after you. And I think all these guys are going to look back years from now and say, Stan Van Gundy made me a better player. He dragged out of me, even though I may not have liked it at the time. He forced me to play at a higher level. I think years from now, that's what they're going to say about him.
What started?
He wants you to play at your maximum level.
What started the feud, Pat, between Howard and Van Gundy? Was Van Gundy was getting on Howard?
Oh, Vinny, I don't think. I think feud is probably a little too strong. I think that
criticism.
You know, these are two strong-willed guys. You know, they both have high goals, high expectations. Stan is not afraid to get after you. You know, if you're not playing or the way he wants, you know, he'll get on you. I don't care whether you're the all-star or the bench warmer. So I'm sure in the heat of battle, you know, things happen. Gosh, I just read today about Paul Silas and Tyrus Thomas.
I saw that too, yeah.
You know, a pushing and shoving match. Wow. And let me tell you, Paul Silas in his 60s, I wouldn't want to fool with him.
That's a big man.
Oh, my. He looks about the same as when he was, you know, the ultimate power forward in the NBA. I wouldn't mess with Paul Silas. But apparently, you know, in the heat of battle, you know, words were exchanged and tempers flared and, you know, those things happened. But they also settled down. And right now, you know, the Van Gundy-Howard thing has vanished down here. And the only focus now is, will Turkoglu be healthy? You know, can we get Dwight back? You know, and, right. And if so, listen, we match up very, very well with Indiana.
But Indiana's won what, 10 of 11, right?
Yeah, they're awfully good. They're good. They're playing. They're peaking right now. I think we won 3 out of 4. Did we win all 4 with them this year? I think we, you know, we whacked Indiana around pretty good this year. So I'm sure they're not real eager to see us, but that could be a very interesting playoff series if we're healthy.
Here with Pat Williams, Senior Vice President of the Orlando Magic on the Vinny and Rob Show, courtesy of the Al Packer Ford Hotline. Now, Pat, I asked you earlier in the interview how you were doing. From my understanding, you've learned the cancer that you were diagnosed with last year has gone into remission. You care to talk about that?
I've made some good progress, Rob. I was diagnosed about 16 months ago with multiple myeloma, which is cancer of the bone marrow, basically. And they've been treating me, you know, aggressively through all this time. 10 weeks ago tomorrow, they did the stem cell transplant procedure, which is the ultimate step, really, with multiple myeloma. And it's gone very well. The doctors are pleased. My blood numbers are good. The myeloma seems to be going down. You know, those numbers are declining. And Dr. Callan and his staff seem really pleased where I am. I'm feeling much better each day, despite this little laryngitis I've got this morning. But everything is pointing in the right direction. I feel good. I'm able to maintain my normal schedule. So we're greatly encouraged at this point. I am extremely grateful for so many people who've been praying for me.
Also, heard you're going to get the John W. Bunn Lifetime Achievement Award. What exactly is that? I know it's by the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. What exactly is that for?
Well, Rob, I got a call over the All-Star Weekend from the Hall of Fame informing me that they were going to award me the highest honor they've got other than enshrinement. And the John W. Bunn Award is given each year for somebody for their lifetime achievement. So I looked at that list, you know, and there's Red Auerbach and John Wooden and Pat Summitt and on the list goes. And I thought, oh, boy, this is big time. So they've invited me up to Springfield in September to be part of the Hall of Fame induction. And so I'm quite honored and humbled, really, to be included in the cast of characters like that. But I guess after almost 45 years in the NBA, Rob, if you hang around long enough, good things happen.
Pat, what did you think of when Dwayne Wade came out the other day and said that players should be paid for going to the Olympics? What was your opinion when you saw that?
Oh, I would disagree with him. You know, it's a great honor to represent your country. And these guys are paid plenty, believe me. I mean, how much more can you get?
Right, he's getting $18 million.
So what are you going to give, $1 million to each? And where does that money come from? And no, I say that it's a great honor. And if a guy doesn't want to play because he wants to get paid, believe me, there are 10 other players standing in line ready to take his place. So, no, I would think any player would be highly honored to compete and play for their nation. And I would disagree with Wayne on that.
Pat, I have one last question for you. Is Van Gundy the coach of the Magic next year?
Well, I don't think we know anything about next year. You know, all we can do is just go through this season and the playoffs and see where it all plays out. And then the whole thing will be evaluated, you know, this summer. I think that's the bottom line on our front office and our coaches and players and so forth. So that's really all any of us know at this point.
Now, every time, normally when you come on, you have a book that you've written or something. No,
yes.
not still authoring books there, Pat?
Yeah, Rob, I've got a brand new book. It's just out recently. It's called Leadership Excellence. I write about the seven sides that make great leaders special: vision, communication, people skills, character, competence, boldness, and a serving heart. Bobby Bowden and General Tommy Franks wrote the forewords for us. The book is out now. It's in bookstores in the business section under leadership. And, of course, you can go up on Amazon.com anytime and order as well. But Leadership Excellence is the name of it, and I'm really pleased with the outcome. I think it's an important book for anybody in a leadership position. So that's the latest, Rob.
All right, I'll tell you what, Rob, that sounds like you've written a book about two guys that I've worked for, Joe Gibbs and Lou Holtz.
Oh, Vinny, that's impressive. That's impressive. By the way, as you look back on those two, what made them good leaders, Vinny?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing is their leader. What made them great leaders? I think the respect that everybody had for them. I think the biggest thing, and you know what, both guys, I think, knew how to motivate each individual.
Really?
Yes. And I think they knew how to especially like Lou. Lou was a master at getting guys to play. You know, I think the best thing that Lou did was he would get guys to play better than they thought they could play.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. And how did he do that?
You know, a lot of it was, I think Lou was big about visualization and preparation and your fundamentals. If you got better fundamentally, then he felt like that you were going to improve. And if you saw yourself being better, that you would play better. So I think Lou was a master. He would talk to the team every day. He would have a message starting out on like Sunday, and then every day every day there was a little message, and the final message was on Friday night prior to the game.
Interesting.
Oh, he was fabulous. He was fabulous.
He had verbal skills.
Oh,
that helps.
So did Joe.
Yes, yes. I've noticed that leadership generally gravitates to the man or woman who can talk. You know, we're reading about the great Pat Summitt today, and
yes,
you know, so many have been writing about those memorable halftime talks, you know, that were on video or filmed live, and you know, people could hear her. Her verbal skills really were a huge asset to Pat Summitt.
Hey Pat, let me tell you a quick story about Lou Holtz. We were playing Miami. It was 1988, the year. It was 1-2, and it was prior to the game, and we had this big fight before the game. And the players come up into the locker room, and there's so much hollering and screaming going on. And I remember Lou, he calls everybody up, and he calls everybody up. He says, quiet, quiet, quiet. And he says, guys, just do one thing for me after this game. Save Jimmy Johnson's ass for me. And then everybody ran out. It was like unbelievable. That's the only thing he said.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Pat Williams, Senior Vice President of the Orlando Magic. Pat, continued health to you, my friend, and good luck down there.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you. All right. Anytime, guys.
Good luck. Good luck in the playoffs.
Bye-bye, guys.